KFMO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Stock futures this morning are pointing to yet another day of heavy losses on Wall Street. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says the markets appear not to like tariff talk.
Sunday night, President Trump defended his recent use of tariffs against some of America's traditional allies.
I think the tariffs are going to be the greatest thing we've ever done as a country.
But the continental trade war sparked by Trump is rattling global markets.
House Republicans have come up with a plan to keep the government funded beyond midnight Friday. But CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns says Democrats are not on board.
House Democrats, they're opposed. Democratic leaders say the legislation does nothing to protect Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid.
A single-engine airplane with five people on board crashed and burst into flames in the parking lot of a retirement community near Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Manheim Township Police Chief Dwayne Fisher.
The fact that we have a plane crash where everybody survives and nobody on the ground is hurt is wonderful.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News. Your news roundup in a quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WXCO website at bullfallsradio.com. For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. The Winnebago County Sheriff's Department has joined eight other counties in the state, entering into warrant service officer agreements with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. Lisa Hale has more.
It joins Brown, Fond du Lac, Manitowoc, Marquette, Sheboygan, Washington, and Washera counties in entering into a 287G agreement. The Department of Homeland Security says this program trains local police officers to become ICE warrant service officers. The officers can then serve warrants on behalf of the agency inside of local jails and correctional facilities where they work. ICE then has 48 hours to take the immigrant into custody. The ACLU of Wisconsin has urged local sheriffs not to enter into these 287G agreements or to withdraw from their existing contracts.
And Attorney General Josh Call joins 20 attorneys general that moved for a temporary restraining order to stop mass firings and seek reinstatement of federal probationary employees. Melissa Kay has more.
In the lawsuit filed on Friday, the Coalition of Attorneys General claims that the large-scale Federal Reductions in Force, or RIF, are required to follow certain federal laws and regulations. When an RIF results in a layoff of 50 or more employees, the agency must generally give a 60 days advance notice to states' governments so they can provide vital rapid response information, resources, and services to affected workers.
And Governor Tony Evers released a statement Friday slamming the Trump administration for the illegal firing of thousands of federal workers. This includes nearly 6,000 veterans. The administration plans to cut as many as 80,000 jobs in the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. This move will likely impact veterans care and services across the country. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
Back-to-back losses for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing to the first-place Cavaliers 112-100. The night before, they lost to the Orlando Magic. As back-to-back losses at home for the Bucks, head coach Doc Rivers.
I thought the difference in the two teams' trust ball movement was visual. You know, we've had it. We've lost it the last couple of games, and we got to get it back.
The Bucks have the night off before heading to Indianapolis. College basketball. The Badgers draw the 5 seed. They'll play Thursday at the Big Ten tournament after losing at home to Penn State. Greg Gard.
Credit to them. We got to regroup here and dust ourselves off, and this one stings for our seniors and for our fans, and not the performance that we wanted nor desired.
Marquette plays Xavier Thursday in the Big East tournament. The Brewers gave up a pair of triples in the eighth inning, losing to the Royals 5-2 in Arizona. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get to the mid-60s this afternoon, but wind out of the southwest at about 15 to 25 here after lunch today. Tonight, a cold front comes through down to 28. Sunny, not as windy, 40 tomorrow, but we'll be back in the 50s and 60s by later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. they're skilled experts discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org. Supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Tom from Monona. I love this one. He says, this is Tom. I like to rub my feet together and drink milk out of the cow. Listen, we'd all spoon ourselves if we could, just for some affection. But rubbing your feet together, as I mentioned last week, is the closest thing to self-cuddling. It's just a relaxing, and Tom wants to do that, apparently laying under the udder of a cow. That is the idea of a chill evening on Fat Tuesday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, Hans Breitenmoser on the tariff roller coaster farmers are stuck on. They're on, they're off, they're on again. What kind of trade policy is this?
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to Bow Falls Radio WXCO, Wausau's home for Up North News Radio.
Time is 8:07. Beautiful start here in north central Wisconsin. Fair skies, blue skies, some sunshine out there. Temperature of 32 degrees. I am Chad Holmes. It is the Monday edition of the Chad Holmes Show. 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. You can also join us at YouTube.com. Go to the 98.9 WXCO page on YouTube and be able to see a video stream there as well. We would like you to join in with your thoughts, your questions, anything on your mind, whether we're talking about it or we're not talking about it. You can call or text us at the same number, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. Again, call or text at that number. Also, you can use your Civic Media app to join us. Just open up the app. If you don't have the app, go to your app store, search Civic Media, download it. It is free. And then you'll have all of the Civic Media radio stations right at your fingertips. The fourth one down on the app is 98.9 WXCO. Open it up. There's a button to call, a button to text, a button to listen to our stream, to email, to go to the website. It's all right there on the Civic Media app. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to find out about a very warm Monday, a very spring-like Monday. We are hitting some spring weather. So we'll get all the details from our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, coming up in about 12, 13 minutes or so at 8:21 this morning. Also coming up, we're going to talk a little bit about a tragic story that is affecting a family and the entire D.C. Everest school community. And I'm sure many of you heard about it. It's been reported on. Going to have a few thoughts on that and talk about what happened and what maybe we should be thinking about and doing during this era of technology that really at times is a wonderful stride forward, and at other times it really does cause a lot of unforeseen circumstances and a lot of issues and And again, just a very tragic story. So we're going to discuss that coming up a little bit later on as well. Coming up at the end of the program, we'll have our daily history lesson. We will have a look at some famous events that have occurred on this date in history, some celebrity birthdays, days that are being acknowledged, events that are being acknowledged today. And then, of course, we'll finish things off with our number for the day quiz with Ian Welsh, see if he can get off to a good start as he tries to ultimately get that perfect week. And every Monday, we always start off perfect. See if we can stay perfect, at least for today, with the number for the day quiz coming up at the end of the program. So that's all on tap here on this Monday. Daylight savings time has begun. It feels very early. I'll say that much. The early part, you're still trying to get back your body used to daylight savings time. So it's 8:10 right now. It feels like 7:10, I'll say that much. But, again, it's really a beautiful morning. Now we get a little bit of extra time at the end of the day. And I know a lot of people are very, very excited about that. And with today being a spring-like day, it will actually be, I think, a perfect kind of day to start off daylight savings time. If you get done with it, get a chance to get out there and enjoy the weather at the end of the day. Before we get any further, we need to say hi, hello, and good morning to our in-studio engineer, our in-studio producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad. It's going to be a beautiful day.
I know it, but this daylight savings time, I know that I've said it in the past.
Yeah.
I know I'm in the minority. I think when you talk to people, there are those who like it the way it is in terms of having a number of months during the winter time, especially where it's standard time, so it's not too dark when the kids go off to school. But they like the fact that from here in early March until sometime in November, we have daylight savings time. And then there are others who say, well, we should have daylight savings time all the time. We should never go back to standard time because then we have more time at the end of the day after work where there is sunlight. And then there are those like me that I've cited a few of the studies that say that the body, there is a reason. The lunar cycles and the like, that sometimes it does adversely affect the bodies. There have been studies that daylight savings time does adversely affect the bodies because it does take what is the normal cycle and alters it by an hour. And that there are reasons that the body is aligned in some ways with the lunar cycle. But in the end, I don't believe that anytime soon that my way of thinking will be put into effect. I guess better to keep it the same way now than to make it totally daylight savings time. But yeah. What about you? Are you happy that we are now back into daylight savings time?
Well, I guess I'm happy because we get a little extra time during the day and the sunset is not as early as it was the last couple of months. But I think for me, mostly just the fact of losing an hour of sleep just throws me off my sleep schedule a little bit, and I just wake up a little more, grumpy than usual the next day. But, it's only a one-day thing, so,
you'll get used to it.
Yeah.
Well, how did the audition go this weekend? You auditioned for what show?
I auditioned for Hanastasia, because the Wausau Community Theater is putting it on as their summer show. But overall, just my whole weekend was so much fun. I mean, the weather was getting nicer on Saturday night. I did a really fun masquerade, a ball, a murder mystery. I had such a blast. I got to see some good friends of mine, had some amazing food, and just get to be a fun character and get to participate in a cool murder mystery, and everybody was in character, and so many cool costumes as well. And the funny thing about my character is my character was actually a radio host, so it actually ties in well with my personal experience. So I was able to take my knowledge from working at a radio station and apply it to my character as well. But that was my Saturday night, and then Sunday night was just a great way to top off the weekend because I had a fantastic audition. I mean, I nailed my song I had prepared. I felt really good about it. And I did my monologue. I used my strategies for, you know, keeping the pace and, you know, not trying to rush through it. And overall, I was very proud of myself. I did my best. And I have no regrets. I felt really good after it. So hopefully, you know, well, it's going to be a while until they actually post the cast list because, well, first they're going to have callbacks for certain people to come back next Sunday to, just in case they need to see some, you know, previous auditions again, you know, get a feel for how they interact with other actors. And then the cast list, and they were, Brenton was telling us this at the end of auditions, the cast list will be posted on the 18th, so a week from tomorrow. And now comes the hard part.
I know, you know, you wait.
The waiting, because the waiting is the hard part.
That's what Tom Petty said.
As an actor, it's just, you know, you spend all this time preparation and you do the best you can, and then you're like, okay, so what do I do now?
And I know, so
now I just have to wait. So I'm gonna make sure I take advantage of, you know, getting outside, enjoying the beautiful weather, and maybe I'll get a book from the library because that's a good way to pass the time.
Right.
But, you know, overall, it's just a really awesome and fun filled weekend.
Fantastic.
And it was busy for you as well because you had all those games.
It was a busy weekend. It was interesting doing the show from the hotel room on Friday morning. Everything goes smooth on this end. Everything sound okay.
It sounded really good. We didn't have any technical issues. It was coming through on the radio pretty well. And yeah, didn't have any issues here.
Very good. So
thank goodness for that.
No, that was terrific. But yeah, it was a busy weekend. Started on Thursday after the show. I went down and had an exciting Central Wisconsin Storm state semifinal game. They won in overtime, then stayed over on Thursday night. Friday had a doubleheader. And in fact, we had three games total because Tom Weaver did one of the games, but I did the Wausau West state semifinal on Friday afternoon. Unfortunately, the Warriors fell in that game to a Notre Dame Academy 8-4, but then when that game ended, immediately got into the vehicle, traveled back up to Wausau to do the boys basketball regional semifinal between Wausau West and DC Everest. Got there in time, so everything went smoothly on that realm.
That's good.
Yeah, so it was a little bit of a rush job. Tom was over in Marathon doing the Marathon game on Friday. Then I went back to Madison Saturday to do the state championship girls hockey game with the Central Wisconsin Storm as they fell to wrap up their season to the Bay Area Ice Bears.
That sucks.
And then Tom went to Auburndale to do the Marathon boys game in a regional final. Tom had a very exciting game. That game went down to a buzzer beater. Unfortunately for the Red Raiders, they came up just short to Auburndale 51-49. So that means that we're at the end of our winter sports play-by-play schedule.
Yeah.
All of our teams are done because none of our girls' basketball teams made it to state, which are coming up this week. None of the boys' basketball teams, Wausau West, Marathon, and Pneuma Catholic, made it to the sectionals, which go on Thursday and Saturday. So we've come to the end of a very busy, winter sports season. But
it's unfortunate, but sometimes that's the way it goes. You win some and you lose some.
But we'll have more high school sports coming up in the spring with baseball and softball, so that won't be too far away. And there's still some area teams involved in the boys' basketball sectionals. Hopefully they'll be able to make a deep run as well.
Yeah.
The time is 8:18. Coming up next, it is Brittany Merlot and the forecast here on 98.9 WXCO.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. In a brief to the North Carolina Court of Appeals, a bipartisan group of former county election directors urged the court to reject a claim that as many as 65,000 voters were ineligible last November. And a former state Supreme Court justice is arguing in another appeals case that gerrymandering by the state legislature is akin to stuffing the ballot box. We followed the claims from state Supreme Court candidate Jefferson Griffin that as many as 65,000 registered eligible voters had incomplete registrations in a race he lost by 734 votes to incumbent Justice Allison Riggs. The race is the only unresolved election in the country. In late February, a bipartisan group of 42 former county election directors filed a brief outlining why the voters should be considered valid and concluding the citizens of North Carolina who obey the laws and the direction of the elections administrators should not have their votes discarded. In another North Carolina case, former state Supreme Court Justice Bob Orr is arguing in state appeals court that the legislature's gerrymandered voting districts manipulate election outcomes. By packing voters by party into a district, he argues, it violates the state constitution's guarantee of free elections with a fair count. Orr told the Charlotte News and Observer, if they can't stuff the ballot box, how can they stuff the voter pool? We have more on both cases at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
And welcome back, Chad. Home Show 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 8:22, 32 degrees here in downtown Wausau at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. Again, you can join us by also watching on YouTube.com. Go to the 98.9 WXCO page on YouTube, and you can add your questions and comments there or by calling or texting, same number, 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297. You can join the program, and you can also use your Civic Media app as well to call, text, or email. And beautiful start here on this first weekday of daylight savings time. Sun is just rising, but lots of blue skies. And again, just a gorgeous start on what should be a beautiful spring day. And yep, spring day here in north central Wisconsin. To talk a little bit about the weather, we're joined again by our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot. And Brittany, good morning.
Good morning. I feel like I'm everyone's favorite person today because summer is taking over Wisconsin.
I tell you again, you're exactly right, and it's something that we're not used to. And I mean, I have no idea how long it's been, but it's been a very long time since we've had temperatures what we're going to get today.
Yes, we are going to be breaking records across the state. Some places are going to hit 70 degrees. Here for us, I think we're going to hit 66, which shatters our 61 degree record set back in 2012. So all we have to do is get above 61 degrees. We're making history, and I think we're absolutely going to do that. And I think people are going to be in shorts, and Chad's already in a short sleeve shirt. It's fantastic. Smiles everywhere because this is only going to be here today. Right? We are going to drop colder tomorrow. So.
It is March. We're going to be up and down. You're going to get spring-like days. We're still going to get snow. You know it, right?
Oh, yes. And I've got that in the forecast. Oh. We got a ways to wait. But it is a roller coaster, let me tell you. So today we're going to be super warm, breaking records in those mid to upper 60s. Then tomorrow we fall to where we should be in the upper 30s. So that's going to be a 30-degree difference right there. Then Wednesday we climb mild again into the low 50s. By Thursday, we're in the upper 50s, and by Friday, we're right back to the upper 60s. feeling fantastic, but that is when everything changes. You know a storm system's doing that. So Friday night, we're looking at our first widespread chances of thunderstorms potentially, turning to rain throughout our Saturday. So a bit dreary, still comfortable though in the mid-50s. And then yes, it does want to flip to some snow on Sunday as it drags in those colder temperatures behind it. Highs will only be at about 30 degrees on Sunday with some very light snow chances. This is only going to put down maybe 2 inches up into the Northwoods, so we might get a trace or so. Nothing major, so no outdoor wreck for the winter enthusiasts coming from that storm, but the spring lovers, the summer lovers, the people who've been waiting patiently for the warmth, it's definitely moving in. So it's nice to feel it on this roller coaster ride this week, and even as we go into next week, it does return. So very mild, comfortable temperatures are in our forecast, which is nice.
And as I was saying to Ian earlier, being the first weekday of daylight savings time to have a day like today to be able to for folks, because one of the big things is people like the idea of having an extra hour of daylight at the end of the day. This will be the perfect day if you're at work right now and you're gonna be heading home at 4 or 5 o'clock. Take advantage of it because it's gonna be a beautiful late afternoon. People can get out there and walk around without a jacket.
Oh, gosh, it gives me the chills right now. That's so exciting. I mean, the sunset won't even be until about 7, last light, 7:30, so it's fantastic.
Absolutely. Well, what are the details here for the forecast?
Breaking records, feeling like summer, beautiful sunshine throughout the day today, highs in those mid to upper 60s. We will stay sunny tomorrow after the passing of that cold front, but highs will get pushed down to where we should be right now in the upper 30s tomorrow. But we warm things right back up. Ton of sunshine all week long. Wednesday will hit 50. Thursday, the upper 50s. And Friday, right back to the upper 60s, probably breaking some more records. But then again, we get a little wet as we push into the weekend.
Sounds fantastic. Well, we're definitely going to try to enjoy that weather here today. And again, springtime. Springtime. The very popular Brittany Merlot. Brittany, thank you very much. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye, Brittany.
Thanks, guys. Soak it up. Enjoy it.
That is our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, joined us every weekday morning at this time right here on the program. Right now in downtown Wausau, fair skies, temperature 32, but it's going to rise and rise very quickly. Winds out of the southeast at 5 miles per hour. The dew point is 28, relative humidity of 85%. The barometer at 29.68 inches and a visibility of 10 miles. And I know that one of the things that people are going to be talking about, because I know definitely that your dad's going to be hearing about it, is when will the golf courses open when you get temperatures like this? But the thing about it is it's going to be very wet out there. Because
it's been getting ready.
Yeah, but that
wait till the courses are dried off a little more.
Because when you melt that snow, especially when it melts quickly,
then that snow goes away. And then you have a little flooding on the golf course.
Yep, it takes a while.
You can still play, you just can't use the carts.
No, and you don't want to be sloshing around in it. And all of a sudden, it becomes even when the weather's nice, you're sloshing around and up about your thigh high, you're drenched. But I know people are going to be keeping a very close eye on that and watching to see when our area golf courses and so many really good area golf courses.
It will open eventually. Oh, be patient, it will. It will happen. Those golf courses are going to be packed in. My dad's going to be doing a really good business.
Absolutely. So lots to look forward to when it comes to the spring and the summer seasons.
Indeed.
The time is 8:28. Coming up, we're going to have a look at what's going on, whether it's news, weather, sports, entertainment. We do it at the top and bottom of every hour. Information update right here on 98.9 WXCO. And then coming up, we're going to talk again about a tough story to talk about. Some very hurt folks in central Wisconsin. So we're going to touch on it and again, feel for the pain that folks are going through in the D.C. Uppers community. Coming up, again, news, weather, and sports. The time is almost 8:29. Again, beautiful start here in north central Wisconsin. 32 degrees and some sunshine. With Ian Walsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
You're
listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, home of the big high school sports show.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. It looks like cuts to Medicaid will happen. Savannah Tome Olson has the story.
The House passed a resolution to reduce the energy and commerce budget by $880 billion over the next 9 years in order to extend President Donald Trump's tax cuts. Analysts say there's no way they'll be able to reduce the budget by that much without slashing funding to Medicaid. Here in Wisconsin, 1.2 million people get their coverage through Medicaid. That's 18% of the population. That includes 1 in 3 kids and more than half of nursing home residents.
And if you work with cows or poultry, stay healthy from the bird flu. The H5N1 bird flu viruses have been spreading among dairy cows in the U.S. The virus has also been found in poultry flocks, wild birds, and some mammals like cats. Human infections so far have been sporadic and can range from mild to severe. Signs and symptoms vary and can include red and irritated eyes, fever or cough, or lung infections like pneumonia. If you go to the doctor with any of these symptoms, be sure to tell them if you work with cows or poultry or have had contact with sick or dead animals. And the top 6 candidates to become the 78th Alice in Dairyland are announced. Melissa Kay tells us more.
The Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection announced the finalists on Friday. They are Allison Foster, Michelle Stangler, Michaela Flight, Natalie Rowe, Olivia Lulich, and Sarah Hagnow. During the next 2 months, they will participate in a rigorous interview process, receive media and speaking training, and earn a DATCP Marketing and Communications Certificate. The Alice in Dairyland Finals are scheduled for May 15th through the 17th in Crawford County.
And the winner will be announced on May 17th and will begin her term on July 7th, becoming the next ambassador for Ag in Wisconsin. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. One of the great things about hosting Nightlight, getting recommendations from guests I have on the show. Chris Foran from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel was on the show last week, and we were talking about Parasite director Bong Joon-ho's new film. Chris recommended another of his films made in 2006 called The Host, a thriller about a slimy sea creature created from hazardous waste tossed into a river in Korea. If you like suspense and don't mind subtitles, check it out. Even though the Frasier reboot was canceled, Frasier himself says it's not only coming back for season 3, but will bring extra star power. Paramount Plus pulled the plug after season 2, but Kelsey Grammer says a different network will no doubt pick it up. The Emmy-winning actor added that the executive at Paramount Plus, who gave the green light, left and took all the support for the show with him. Grammer says it will be back, and possibly with Ted Danson returning as Sam Malone. Nice to see Ted finally getting some TV work. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy today. We'll get to the mid-60s this afternoon, but wind out of the southwest at about 15 to 25 here after lunch today. Tonight, a cold front comes through down to 28. Sunny, not as windy, 40 tomorrow, but we'll be back in the 50s and 60s by later this week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Welcome in author Laura Ann Bird to talk to us more about what we can find in a book, or in the case of this week, a book club.
It's called a silent book club. You go to either a coffee shop or distillery or bar with a bunch of other people. You're all reading different books. You walk away from these with like great recommendations. It's sort of like a show and tell of what everyone's reading.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media Radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Can our NATO allies continue to rely on the United States under President Trump? What is your take, Professor Barrington?
The conversation had been going into Friday. Can Europe just get a seat at the table for these negotiations? The right question now is, can Europe build a new table?
Mm.
And I think that's where they are. February 28th, 2025 is going to be remembered as, a pretty key date.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
How are the Trump policies going to affect agriculture? We'll find out with Zachiel Torres-Small, who was the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture in the Biden administration.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Chad, Home Show 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Also, you can join us at YouTube.com as well on the 98.9 WXCO page. We are just over 3 weeks away from the election, the April 1st spring election here in the state of Wisconsin, and you only have a couple of days remaining if you want to vote via mail or online for April spring election. The deadline to register to vote via mail or online is coming up on Wednesday, March the 12th. You can check out all the ways to register to vote in Wisconsin at myvote.wi.gov. That's myvote.wi.gov. From local to statewide races, make your plan to be a voter between now and Tuesday, April 1st. Go to myvote.gov. WI.gov to make your plan today. So again, it's coming up quickly. 3 weeks, 22 days away from today is election day, and some very important elections statewide, and of course here in central Wisconsin as well. Got Village of Weston Board President on the ballot. We got other races involved here in the central Wisconsin area as well. Late last week, as I was traveling, started to see some postings on social media concerning some sort of tragedy involving the D.C. Everest School District. And at first, there was not a lot of information out, and then started to get more information, and it came out a tragic event that a D.C. Everest student, 15-year-old, died by suicide. Just a tragedy at all levels. Braden Bone. And his mother has been so incredibly strong in this. She has come out and spoken about what she thinks has happened here, and is blaming an online scam known as sextortion. It's a scheme where scammers target people, often young boys, and coerce them into sending explicit images. Then they threaten to release the photos or videos unless the target pays them money or produce, shares, or live streaming acts of self-harm, animal cruelty, sexual explicitness, and or suicide. And one can just imagine that if you were an adult and were put into a situation like this, how difficult it would be. And then you try to put yourself in the position of back when you were a teenager. And I know I was a teenager that would not have been able to handle that at all. And I'm just, and I've said this to folks before, that I'm very glad I grew up before social media, because I just think that we're asking so much of these kids. There's so much pressure being put on, and then you're adding that kind of pressure on as well. But Braden Bone's mother, Brittany Byrd, put a posting on Facebook and said that Braden loved his life. He loved his friends. He loved his family. He loved baseball and skiing. He loved being annoying and messing with his damn hair. He did not do this because he was unhappy, she wrote. He did this because he was forced to. Braden's mother said and made it clear that her son's death was not due to being previously suicidal. According to a story at WSAW.com, they talked to a person that's very familiar with this issue, a man named John DeMay, a Michigan father, former police officer. His son, Jordan, died in a similar scam nearly 3 years ago. DeMay said in the story, "My son never felt like he had it in him to come and talk to me. He felt like he was going to handle this on his own, and he didn't need to. It's something that I have to deal with every day." DeMay explained how scammers manipulate victims by threatening to send explicit images to their parents and friends, pressuring them into paying or doing actions outside their will. "They put a lot of pressure on you," he said, saying, "Hey, if you don't comply, we're going to send your nude picture to your mom and all your friends' mothers." He said, "All this is going through your mind. You're scrambling, trying to figure out how to stop this." And since his own child committed suicide, DeMay has since dedicated himself to spreading awareness, encouraging parents to have open conversations with their children. He told WSAW that he had a woman reach out to me about a year ago. She told me, "I talked to my boys about this 6 or 8 months ago. Last night, my youngest came downstairs and said, 'Hey, remember that Michigan football player who killed himself? It's happening to me.'" DeMay will be in Beaver Dam this week, an event coming up on Wednesday. He warns that sextortion can happen quickly, sometimes within minutes. He says there are no warning signs. Some of these kids are taking their lives within 30 or 40 minutes. And again, it's just, there's such an evil aspect to it. Evil. That's what it is. It's evil. The idea of somebody out there extorting kids like this, it's just wrong on every single level. And then to have a child who felt like he had no answers. Everything that we have seen from his mother, that this was a boy that had so much going for him and a family that was so loving. A visitation and celebration of life will be held this Thursday at the Rothschild Pavilion. Visitation is scheduled from 1 to 5 p.m. with the celebration of life to follow. In announcing the services, Braden Bone's mother welcomes the community support. She said, "Everyone who wants to come honor my son is welcome." I mean, your heart breaks when you read the obituary. I read the obituary this weekend.
It's horrible.
It's sounds like a young man that had, again, a great heart. She described her son as so funny and kind and had such a big heart. "He was the kid who would annoy you on purpose and then make you laugh when you were trying not to. He always wanted people around him to be happy." And a note that there are folks out there that can help if there is a situation like this. There's an organization called Take It Down. And if sexual photos or videos are taken before you are 18 that are online, Take It Down will remove them for free. So find Take It Down online, contact them, and they will help. But again, the pressures that are put on, and this is beyond anything that, you know, when you're getting extorted, and this was, and as Braden's mother said, sextortion. You're put in a position that you think there's nothing, there's no answers, there's no way to get out of it. There always is a way to get out of it. Embarrassment's not the worst thing in the world. Getting past it is the best thing. And if there is somebody in your life that you know that is struggling with mental health, there is outside help. One way is real simple. Call, text, or chat 988. That will get you immediate help. But also, just reach out. There are people that care. And you just feel the heartbreak for this family. You feel the heartbreak for the entire DC Everest community. You feel the heartbreak for the kids who were friends of this boy. And I don't have the answers when it comes to the way that social media and online activity is used to hurt others.
But I don't think anybody has the answers because social media has just grown so much in the last few years alone. I mean, back when I was in high school, I mean, the only social media I had was Facebook, and that was back when Twitter was a Twitter. Like, we had Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. Those are the four main ones. But then, just
to me, that still sounds like a lot. That's a lot.
Well, honestly, I think just one of them was enough. I mean, Facebook itself has just grown so massive, and the fact.
But it just feels like
people use it to hurt others and to make others feel bad is just, it's completely wrong, and so many innocent people are getting hurt because of it, and it's totally unfair.
No, it's true, and the technology that continues to just move so quickly.
It does.
The AI technology and everything else, it just moves so fast. And once the genie is out of the bottle,
it's hard to get it back in.
It's impossible, I think, at this point. Yeah. But again, it's just a sad story all around. Yeah. And I know there's been just an outpouring of good that has come as well. The people that have brought the outpouring of any way to help this family has been actually heartwarming, and the way that
it's like Mr. Rogers always says, always look for the helpers.
Exactly.
There's always people out there ready to help. You just gotta know where to look.
Yep, you're exactly right. So again, just wanted to talk about that briefly, and hopefully that the family is getting what they need, and again, hopefully all the folks over in the D.C. Everest School District are getting the help that they need as well to go through a very difficult week here after the death of one of their students, again, a 15-year-old boy, Braden Bone. The time is 8:48. Again, the sun is shining here this morning. Beautiful start to what should be a spring-like day. Again, we'll keep you up to speed on the weather. Again, temperature expected into the 60s before all is said and done this afternoon. We'll take a quick time out and be right back Monday morning. Hopefully it was a good weekend, and again, hopefully you turn your clocks forward as we begin daylight savings time. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
Outskirts and in the fringes, on the edge and off the avenue, and
Radio, WXCO.
Judge Brad Schimmel is an anti-choice politician whose positions are too extreme for Wisconsin women. He supports a pre-Civil War law that bans abortion. But don't take our word for it. Hear it in his own words.
The 1849 ban on abortions, which, by the way, what is flawed about that bill?
The 1849 abortion ban provides no exceptions for rape or incest.
What is flawed about that bill?
The 1849 law criminalizes doctors and their patients.
What is flawed about that bill?
Brad Schimmel supports an 1849 law to ban abortion with no exceptions. Tell Brad Schimmel, extreme politics don't belong on Wisconsin's Supreme Court. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger. Something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Matt Nair on Air.
Chad Home Show, 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.FM, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Time is 8:52. Tough weekend on the hardwood for Wisconsin basketball teams. The Milwaukee Bucks lost both Saturday and Sunday nights at Pfizer Forum. Bucks lost to the Orlando Magic 111-109 on Saturday, and then faced the best team in the NBA record-wise this year. Cleveland and the Cavaliers beat the Bucks last night 112-100. Giannis had 30 points last night, moved into 50th place on the all-time NBA scoring list. Bucks are now 36-27. They hit the road tomorrow night taking on the Indiana Pacers. Both Marquette and Wisconsin lost their regular season finales in college basketball. The Golden Eagles on Saturday fell to number 6-ranked St. John's in overtime, 86-84. Marquette is now the number 5 seed for the Big East Tournament. They will start off the Big East Tournament at Madison Square Garden in New York on Thursday at 1:30, taking on the number 4 seed, Xavier. Also on Saturday, also at home, the Wisconsin Badgers lost their regular season finale, losing to Penn State 86-75 at the Kohl Center. The Badgers, now they had a chance to get a double bye in the Big Ten tournament that starts later this week. Now they only get a single bye, which still ain't bad, but at the same time they would have liked to have been able to go right into the double bye quarterfinals.
Very true.
The Badgers will be a 5 seed, take on either Minnesota or Northwestern on Thursday. Minnesota and Northwestern face off in a first-round matchup coming up on Wednesday. Also, the Wisconsin women's hockey team continues to be so impressive. They won the WCHA championship this past weekend, edging Minnesota in the championship round, and they are now the number one seed in the NCAA tournament. And the Badgers will play Saturday against the winner of Clarkson and Boston University. They face off Thursday, and then the winner takes on Wisconsin at Laban Arena on Saturday. Wisconsin men's hockey team saw their season end last night, falling 3-2 at Ohio State in the Big Ten tournament. The Badgers finish up at 13-21-3. And Wisconsin's women's basketball team will be looking for a new head coach as Marissa Mosley resigned over the weekend. She has been the coach since 2021, was 47-75 overall. So new women's basketball coach coming to Wisconsin. High school, right? Busy weekend. Lots of activity going on in both basketball and hockey, of course. We were down at the hockey state tournament this weekend. Central Wisconsin Storm in the championship round on Saturday fell to the Bay Area Ice Bears by a score of 8-0. Bay Area, 2 goals in the first, 2 goals in the second, 4 in the third, but still an outstanding campaign for the Storm as they've had 5 state championships over the years and add a runner-up trophy to the trophy case after this fantastic season. Also in the state hockey championships on Saturday, Division II, Tomahawk Hatchets win their first ever high school hockey championship as they were able to beat Amory by a score of 5-3 in the championship round. And in Division I, it was Madison Edgewood earning their first ever state championship, defeating Notre Dame Academy 5-2. Notre Dame Academy had eliminated Wausau West in the state semifinals on Friday by a score of 8-4. Also, a lot of activity. Tickets to the state tournament in girls high school basketball were punched on Saturday with sectional finals. Tough end of the season for Wittenberg-Burnham. Whitburn had been undefeated the entire season, but come up just short of the state tournament as Xavier defeated them. Appleton Xavier 63, Whitburn 45 in a sectional final in D3 on Saturday. Assumption is heading to state, Division 5. They defeated Sevastopol 61-42. And also Owen Withy heading to state, beating Eau Claire Emmanuel Lutheran in a D5 sectional final 37-29. Saturday night in boys high school basketball, regional final play. Wausau West saw their season end. Warriors finish up 18-8. Really good season for West. Tough night on Saturday, losing to Eau Claire Memorial 53-25. Wausau East in Division II earns a regional championship. They defeated Menominee by a score of 68-35, so they move on to sectionals on Thursday. Bozeny lost on Saturday in D2, 80-67 to Onalaska in a regional final. Marathon in a heartbreaker game that was heard right here on WXCO with Tom Weaver on Saturday night. Auburndale hit a buzzer beater. Thomas Owie on a putback beat the Red Raiders 51-49. Auburndale will take on Stratford in a Division IV sectional semifinal on Thursday. Stratford double up Hurley by a score of 64-32. So lots of high school sports, lots of thrillers in boys and girls basketball and hockey. Hockey is now done for the season. Girls basketball has their state tournament starting Thursday at the Resch Center in Green Bay. Boys basketball have sectionals, semifinals on Thursday night, finals on Saturday before their state tournament coming up, not this weekend, but the following weekend at the Kohl's Center in Madison. The time is 8:58, top of the hour. That means a news update. Information update, news, weather, sports, entertainment, all coming up. And then the second hour of the program here on this Monday. Glad you'd be with us on this Monday morning. Again, beautiful start. First weekday of daylight savings time. Temperature already up a bit, 36 degrees here at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
This This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Dom Salvia.
Next time, our favorite Delano Democrat, Harvey Kay, will discuss the American crisis. Also, if the GOP has a mandate, should they be able to pass a stopgap spending bill without Democratic help? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio. WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The opening bell has rung on Wall Street on the first trading day after the worst week for investors in 6 months. The Nasdaq is almost off 2%. China has imposed retaliatory tariffs on American agricultural products. Economist Michael Pettis.
Honestly, what the U.S. needs is so much the polar opposite of what China needs that I'm not sure there can be a meaningful deal there.
The Canadian province of Ontario today imposed a 25% surcharge on electricity it ships to the United States. CBS's Chris Mavridis in Toronto.
Ontario provides electricity to 1.5 million customers. That's not just homes. That includes a lot of industry with a potentially huge economic effect.
A female college student has disappeared while on spring break.
Authorities say Sadikshu Kananki was last seen walking on a beach. The U.S. State Department has issued travel warnings for the Dominican Republic since June of last year.
CBS's Jim Krasula, CBS News Brief. I'm Chris.